This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
I'm very excited. For me, it's just like another game of netball, not looking too far ahead. We just really want to go out there and get a win on the board. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Does it mean a lot to you to have this many games under your belt?
Yes and no. I think, yeah, I am pretty grateful that I got the opportunity to continue to play. And I think, yeah, obviously being able to have played so many games, I want to thank everyone that I've played with along the way that has been an inaugural part of my netball career playing ANZ and SSN. So, yeah, it's exciting, but I'm low-key just, like, trying to play it, like, low because I don't really like to talk about it too much.
Do you like to talk about the highlights? Is this giving you opportunities to look back and think of all the great times you've had?
Yeah, when I was younger. look, I think there are many chapters of my netball career that were highs and lows, and obviously want to talk about the fun part, winning championships and getting to meet new people and getting to be coached by different coaches. I think it's very exciting. It adds to my repertoire just in case I want to go into the coaching world. But I think, yeah, it's exciting to be able, I haven't played yet, but it's exciting to be able to step on the court and, yeah, have a bit of fun, I guess. Yeah.
What does it say about you as a player to have the long career you've had at such a high level?
Obviously has taken a lot of toll on my body, but I think with like good recovery and good management system that I have been going through for the past, post-GG, I think it's been really good. I'm able to get hype up on game day and be able to do what I need to do. But I think for the longevity that I've been, I guess, been through and still having to go through, it's just the people around that always make me better on game day.
How is the body feeling?
The body's prepped, ready to go. Obviously had a few injuries in the past that is now haunting me because I'm not 20 anymore. Body's feeling really good. I feel like every game I kind of feel like I gain more superpowers and I'm doing things that I don't normally would do. So I'm just like, hey. Body's feeling good. I'm always excited to play. I feel like I'm getting stronger each game and each training session. So, yeah.
The fever entice you to play another year?
I don't think so. As I said in my first previous interview, like I'm super grateful for Dan reaching out for the opportunity to play here at the West Coast Fever, but the big dog's coming back and I'm gonna just scoot myself over to the other side. But no conversation about that as yet.
It's one thing to play so many games, but to still be playing at such a high level and still be one of the best players in the competition in your position must be something you take a lot of pride in.
I feel like at the end of last year, I feel like my body has taken a beating. But I think to be able to get back on court each Sunday or Saturday afternoon or Friday, whenever we play, like it's just this adrenaline, this fire that I want to get out there and I love competing. And I love the fact that I get to do it in such a high performance environment that I'm able to go out, play, and just like be dominant.
I'm sure you sort of admired the Fever from afar throughout the course of your career, so to get the chance to come and play, you must be something pretty proud of as well.
Definitely admire them from the outside as an opponent. But the culture seemed very tight, and Dan is so passionate about netball, and just to be able to be under his wings here, like I've learned so much so far. I think he drives so much confidence in me to lift my game and try and be more relentless in what I do.
You talked about the big dog, Janiels, and obviously out there playing, but what's your relationship like with her this year? I'm sure that she's got better and better as well.
Yeah, she's my bestie. I feel like, each time we get to like hang around each other, it's never about netball, it's just life in general, which adds the balance for me. And she's such a mum to all of us Jamaican girls, and we just like love being around her. She's such good energy, and I can see, you know, being in this environment, how much like the girls look up to her and cherish her every time she's on court.
I suppose last one, just you played for a few clubs during your time. How does the fever compare to the rest of the teams you played for?
What that question you asked me for? I feel like each club is quite different and specific in different ways. Here at the Fever, I feel like I'm just being challenged whenever I go out there on court to be better than who I was the last game. And I think like at the other clubs, like, you know, interacting and more fun, and not saying it's not fun here, but like just like so, like everyone is so different, and getting to connect with the girls off court is also so much fun, getting to know who they are away from netball. But yeah, I feel like every club is so different in the way things are done and what's been offered, so I'm learning, and yeah, I'm just grateful to be here and to be able to play, to be honest.
What would a win
record-breaking
game do for you, or how do you feel?
I think, I don't know, I feel like it'll be so super special, like no one wants to lose in the SSN, so I think for me, like, just want to go a back-to-back win, staying consistent, keep challenging myself. I love playing out there with the girls, they offer so much challenge. But yeah, a win would be great. We didn't win the last game, so yeah, and to be able to have a milestone game and win, it's very exciting, so hopefully we win.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.